Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But joining me this morning, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Juan. Good morning. Hey. Good morning,
hola,
John Paul.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien. Yeah. And, you know, that's as far as I got. I passed the first test in Spanish, and the second one, you know, they had Google, right? The translator is something, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, is it?
I'm telling you what. It's totally amazing. It looks like where, you know, when you think about in the beginning when, you know, man started going their own way, the fall in the garden. Of course, it ended up with Nimrod, some people that, you know, Pat had studied early on in his walk, I think two hours into his walk, the beginning of time, and Nephilim. And all that. That, you know, they were going to build a tower. They were going to build a Trump Tower. No, they were going to build a tower because, you know, they were going to build it all the way to heaven. That's what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, man's always trying to build higher than the next one and the next tallest building. And a lot of our tallest buildings in the world is nothing but men's pride competing, you know. Mm-hmm. If it can't be bigger or taller, it'll be supposed to be plusher or nicer. With that, God says specifically, we need to just go down there and check this out, you know, send somebody down there because they got one vision, one direction that they're going to accomplish because we're creating the image and the likeness of God. Mm-hmm. Even a fool can accomplish his folly, even though that will all end in hell. I mean, we have this great ability to create. Mm-hmm. We can create good, or we can create bad. And so they said, listen, you know, it's happening. So what's going on? They're building it. And he says, well, go down there, and I want you to go and just confuse their language. I want, you know, all of a sudden I want people to speak like different languages, whatever mm-hmm. those instantly just poured out, and God just changed people's mindset, and all of a sudden they begin to speak different languages. And when you can't communicate, I mean, anybody that's married knows that you got to practice in your communication skills, right? Oh, that's just a marriage. Imagine what a nation is like, or a group of people that all of a sudden you're just kind of like signing to them, or, you know, somebody looks at you and they're speaking Russian, you know, mm-hmm. and you're American, so you can sometimes barely speak English. And somebody from Lubbock, Texas sent something about that. I got to find that. But he talks about, if you speak three languages, this is probably you. If you speak one language, this is probably you. If you speak only one language, you're probably American, mm-hmm. right? And, of course, that's not true of all Americans, but the majority of them. Mm-hmm. And so he confused all the language. And what happened was, it breaks men. When men can't communicate, it stops men's plans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, men are always attempting, how can we break this God code, you know, that he put a lockdown on the ability of men to really stay together a long period of time to be able to accomplish evil goals. Mm-hmm. It's funny how, you know, you can always hang in there and realize, even though it looks like the evil man's going to make it, eventually he's going to turn in on himself, because mm-hmm. his whole people under him are going to get prideful and want to take over, and just all those different things that happen, and it won't last long. There'll be a common goal for a while, and then the whole caliphate will turn in on itself. Anyway, so, but, so of course, Google now has a translator that actually takes, you know, you're sitting here talking to anybody in the world to a language you never spoke before, mm-hmm. and you just take their text, what they emailed to you, or they're chatting with you, and it automatically, you pick the language that they are and the language you are, and it just comes into, you know, enough interpretation to know what they're talking about. And that's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Very amazing.
That's an amazing thing. But that's man's attempt, and it's still flawed, and it's still, mm-hmm. you know, because even we don't even know the definitions of our own words. Well, you can imagine when two different, you know, people are talking. But then let me tell you about this. But there was a day that when Jesus's ministry was finished on earth, and he started ascending slowly up and going towards the Father, and they're looking at him, and he says, you know, as he's going, some angels appear, and they say, well, you know, what are you doing here looking up? This same Jesus that's left is going to come again. And he told them all gather in a particular place, upper room, and he talks about it in Acts. But what happened in Acts, is the birth of the church in the beginning of the book of Acts, what was blown up in the Tower of Babel, the inability for men to understand each other, mm-hmm. when the church was birthed in Acts, in the beginning of the Acts, which means the Acts of the church, it's the freshest look at the church and it's operating, is that all of a sudden, through the same God that confused the language in the beginning, now the Holy Spirit filled men and they begin to speak in other tongues that other men begin to understand them. They were speaking in tongues they didn't even know about, another language, languages they didn't know. And all of a sudden people, because everybody was gathered from all around the world, you know, different nations there to be able to worship. And so they're hearing their own language. And so it's like, wow, the confusion that came out of the pride of men, the Tower of Babel and Babylon and all these things you're hearing. That's where all that comes from. The Babylonian captivity, you know, men end up in Babylonian captivity when they actually start moving in pride and all that stuff. But the birth of the church was that God fixed, Babylon. He fixed it. The church fixes it. When you give your life to God, he will fix what happened years and years and thousands of years ago, because when you give your life and your heart to God, he has the ability, no matter where you are in the world, when you find another brother or sister in the Lord, I mean, you don't never seen each other day in your life, but just not even saying a word. You're just radiating the same language, and you're so glad to be together because it's the same God that's in you. It's the same God that's in him or her. It's just an awesome thing. I remember ministering in Denmark, and, you know, I didn't speak, obviously, Danish, and very interesting language. And we were all over Denmark.
What does it sound like?
What's that?
What does it sound like?
Isky, musky, lusky, disky. Grown folk, like MMA wrestlers, kind of go, and it's just like, it just like throws you off. It's like they're talking and then they go, you're going like, oh, check. Anyway, but we were just in love with Jesus. We were ministering, praying for them, and they're writing all about it in Danish in their papers and all that. But even though we didn't speak the Danish language, we spoke the language of God, which is love and a desire for Jesus. And that's what we had in common. So, you know, the confusion that happened at the Tower of Babel was fixed at the birth of the church. So I want to encourage you that if you're living a life that just seems like nobody understands you and you don't understand anybody, that's really a self-focus. I mean, you're really focused on yourself, believe it or not. And when you just go to God and say, you know what, I'm ready to fix all this confused language and communication in my life. I'm going to give my life to Jesus. I want the church to be birthed in me. I want Jesus to be birthed in me. I want to accept the Lord today, just like they did in the book of Acts. And I want to be able to talk to people where they understand. And I want to be able to understand what people are saying. And that'll happen when your mind's no longer blinded by the God of this world. And the blinders are off your eyes. Because the second you are born again, you see, you understand, you can see clearly. As we were sharing yesterday, when Pat was sharing his testimony about the Brownsville outpouring, the second he got saved, he knew what sin was, even though he hadn't read anything about sin. And everywhere he looked, there was sin. He was a bad man. He was a very bad man. And he ended up in a closet eating tuna fish and crackers, but we'll talk more about that in the future, right?
Yeah, sure did.
I'm telling you.
Can't wait to hear that.
I'm telling you. And so I want to encourage you, realize that when you hear about Babylon and you hear about Babylonian captivity and you hear about Nebuchadnezzar, this is all that whole lineage of all what started with building a tower that ended up in confusion. And confusion's fixed. God is a God of order, and he's not a God of confusion. And the devil is the one who likes to confuse and bring chaos. You know, you'll find somebody that may be religious, but they're bound by the devil, or they're somebody who's in the world that's bound by the devil. And how they get things to go their way is they walk in talking 10,000 words a minute, saying nothing, putting a huge cloud of chaos and confusion. It's like, Tower of Babel, Tower of Babel, Tower of Babel. And then all of a sudden, while your head's spinning, if you don't understand or discern this, they turn it. They turn the ship. They turn the car. They turn the ministry. They turn the workplace. They turn the relationship. They turn the marriage. They turn the family. And it's like you have to understand that when confusion comes in, that it's to stop things, to turn things. And God's got a peace and order. I mean, look at Jesus when he talks about, look at the rocks, look at the thorns, look at the sea, look at the water, look at the children. I mean, it's not that complicated. The simplicity of the gospel. It's not simple, but it's simple to understand. You know, it's a huge price that was paid, but it's just powerful. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.